Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
And there are some people out there, Gary Tangway, who want to throw this guy under the bus and say he quit on his team. I don't expect that to happen in Boston. I say bring him on.
Let me throw something at you. Just came up top of my head.
My entire life, four decades watching this league, nobody ever had a GOAT conversation until LeBron won his second title in Miami. We don't do this in baseball. We don't do it in hockey. Even with Tom Brady now. Many of you say, hey, it's kind of a system guy.
This is idiotic.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
I'll play Fortnite the night before.
I think this is fun.
Tell me what's fun.
If this is him having a sense of humor and trying to make light of it, I don't think he knows his audience.
But he's pitching well, so maybe that's why.
Let me just talk about his pitching. That's what you do well. You're not a funny guy. You're not a clown. You're not here to amuse me. It just adds, I got to talk about this for freaking 3 hours tomorrow now, about your stupid comments. Just pitch.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's getting stupid now. I mean, this thing is just idiotic. It's stupidity. I don't even know if we should even go there. So
go where?
So one day we're hearing he's leaving sooner rather than later, and then his family. And
oh, it's the Brady team.
Yeah, and then his this thing. And then suddenly, 40 E5.
Who?
40
Got to roll your
tongue. 40 E5. And now we got to read this, and now suddenly everybody's going, oh, my God, he's playing till he's 45. Look at the emojis. Look at the emojis.
I know.
It was mutt in the emojis.
I think it's more. I was sitting there going, okay, so I never picked Tom Brady for one of these social media, you know, trolling guys.
Somebody's doing this for him. This is all part of the plan. We're reaching.
No, I don't think so.
No one's doing that for him.
No, I don't think so.
No one's doing that for him.
To answer for that, or you have to have him co-sign it. So let's say you're in charge.
Co-signing.
I'm gonna give you a standing order. Okay, anytime you can be cryptic and suggestive, then I want you to go ahead and tweet it out or Instagram it out, but don't get my approval. No, this is him doing it. He does what all of us do. He sits on his phone, in any downtime he has, and he strolls through. Oh, look at that. Oh, hey, honey, how do you spell 45 in Spanish?
That's not you.
Portuguese.
Asking Kim how to
Portuguese.
Spell.
English. He should have done it in Portuguese.
How do you do it? That's what he's doing.
Should have done it in Portuguese.
He never strike me as a guy like that's... You know, jumping into that pool.
That's how you say 45.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean?
So we have to respond. We have to sit there today and talk about some idiotic Instagram post.
Yes, Dr. Ordway.
That's what we do.
And we're going to read into it like it really
is
something. I mean, is he not laughing his ass off behind the scenes? And they don't know whether I'm pissed at Belichick, whether I love Belichick, whether I'm 45, whether I'm leaving.
It's the same thing Gronk was doing.
Yes.
The exact same thing Gronk.
It's a joke.
I know. At some point, wouldn't you get sick of it? And
stop
you know
it.
What? And then wouldn't you try to antagonize the people who you know are looking at it? So you know, if I know everybody's looking at it, and just going nuts over it. If I want to kind of be a jerk or really stir the pot a little bit, maybe because I'm bored, wife's out of town, I'm stuck in Montana, got terrible service, I'm going to sit there and I'm trolling. And I'm going to start starting some stuff just to screw you guys who overanalyze. That's your punishment. Since you're just overanalyzing everything, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to throw some smoke screens out there to confuse you, to lead you down a different road.
What was the headline that they threw out?
What do you mean?
That he responded to, yeah.
But
we should have had that.
Here's the EI headline. Did
no,
Tom...
that's the wrong one.
Which headline?
No, it's in there. ESPN had it. ESPN put the headline out there. And then, he's driving. You should blame him, Lou. I mean, he should have it right in front of him.
All right, it's good, Tom.
No, Tom Brady said, here's what it is. I have it. We had the same piece of paper, but he saw Ryan Hannibal. He thought it was EI. So the following, this was the headline. Tom Brady says he's still motivated to keep playing, but he knows he can't play forever. So anyway, then he saw that, right? And then he wrote, 45.
Right.
Which so means 45
what,
in this.
What I don't get is, like, you know, did he not like the headline?
No.
What's wrong with the headline?
Well, he knows that we're talking about it. So he says, you know what? I said 45. So I'm just saying,
he
it
talks
in Spanish.
Like me, huh? No, but he didn't. Like, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like Oprah.
He didn't. He said it in the past, but he didn't say it with Oprah. She gave him an opportunity to put a number on it. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, sooner rather than later. She followed up. She asked him about an age, and he didn't. He didn't say, "Oh yeah, absolutely, 43." 40. Play the Oprah
sooner
thing.
Rather than later.
Mm-hmm. What does that end look like? Is that 43? Is it 45?
43.
As long as I'm still loving it.
43, Oprah. 45. I'm gonna, because when you put out this sound and you write an article about it, I'm gonna be like, I'm playing a 45. But if you're so upset about it, what are you upset about? It's your words. She gave you the out. She said 43, 45. And you didn't sit there and say, no. Not 43. It's just like I told Peter King last year. 45, baby. I'm going 45, Oprah.
Well,
so she gave him, there you go. 43, 45. Give me an age. He doesn't give it to her.
But then
he needs to go on Instagram and say 45.
Blue, it's emojis. The ultimate troll job.
And that's
what
why
he's
is he
doing.
Trolling people?
That's
dude.
What
You're
he's
Tom
doing.
Brady.
That's my point. That's what I said. He didn't. I never looked at him and said, "Wow, this is a guy." Here's the thing. He's just like us. He is. We all do. I mean, but the thing is, like, I'll read those things,
just like
but
us.
I'll never. I'm not throwing in any comments because I don't want to deal with all the silliness that exists with it. But he knows he can control everything.
Right.
He's like, you know what it is? We're just a bunch of puppets.
Yep.
He's the puppet master. He's got his hand right up. He's saying, "Hey, I'm Glenn Ordway. Today I'd like to do this. Hello, I'm Christian. What's up? Hi, I'm angry Lou." I mean, that's what he does.
Is that a LeVar Ball impression?
Yeah, everything's LeVar Ball now.
LeVar Ball came back.
Stay in my lane.
Listen, I agree with you. He's doing something here, and I don't get it. I don't understand that. He's the adult, isn't he?
No.
What are you doing this for?
That gets,
what are you playing this game
thrown
for?
Out.
But he knows.
You said
he's
it.
A smart
that's what it
guy.
Is.
Right.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's a game. He knows how everybody is reacting.
They
want
to troll us.
What are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for?
Exactly.
Why are we doing this?
Keep talking about it.
That's what I'd like to know. Why are you doing this?
He pressed
send. Don't throw fake news.
He pressed send. You know it.
Don't play the fake news game. Don't do any of that stuff.
Hey, Lovey, come here. Hey, did I spell it right?
Lovey.
Should I put an accent over the... No? I'm good?
Good.
Yeah, you gotta have one of those little squiggles.
Yeah,
over there. Put a squiggle in
an accent.
Yeah, but then
come on.
But then he and Gronk will be trolling us on Twitter with hashtags and different comments. And then when they get in front of the mic, it'll turn into, "Oh, you people are making up stuff up." I heard a lot of crap and fake news in the off season discussion. I thought it was embarrassing. It wasn't professional. Save it.
It's on them.
Then stop.
No, it's on
well,
them.
You. Yeah, you.
Then just stop. Just do your job.
Listen, no, I would like to blame the media for a lot of this stuff because the media does get themselves into some of the stuff from time to time. I would like to sit here and cry over it, like some of the media cry over news stories. I'd like to go into that, but let's face it.
Maybe they just.
The two of them,
they feel good about us.
Right.
They want us to continue to do our job.
They're playing.
So it's great.
They're
so rather than just talking about football or baseball, whatever, we could talk about your stupid comments.
Right. I mean, we could
beautiful.
Spend.
Thank you very much.
Well, we could spend 2 hours sitting here and going.
But don't blame us when we do.
Right. Ooh, Brady's being cryptic. You know what he really wants? He wants a contract till he's 45. And the Patriots won't give it to him. And Belichick hates him. And Belichick still thinks of Garoppolo, dreams of Garoppolo, doesn't want to give Brady the money. And
dreams of Garoppolo.
Still has problems. Still has problems with Malcolm Butler, you know. Come on. Brady, you know, sent that out to Malcolm Butler, said, "Good luck, kid," or whatever.
What was
Come
it?
On.
Was it
stop was, it.
The,
stop it.
The
we're
three emojis. The three emojis were see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
It was Mutt. Three pictures of Mutt.
I was wondering the reference. I was like, what are you talking about? All right, but that's what it basically was, right? So,
emojis. Other people tweet them at me. Maybe I'm too old to understand why Brady's playing the three monkey emoji game.
It's curious to me for a guy that seems so, I guess, you know, insulated from distractions. And one of the distractions would be us news, writers, commentators, whatever,
right.
Talking heads, you know, on all the different platforms. I would think that, like, he just doesn't even buy into it. Like, I want to go to a place where there is no Wi-Fi. So I go to Montana. I want to go to a place, you know, where there's no one can reach me and find me.
Costa
I'm going
Rica.
To Costa Rica. Okay, fine. This is laughable to me.
Right.
Knowing, you know, a little bit about him that I do, I know that he feels like he's, you know, screw it. I'm just going to play along.
Expertise.
I'm going to play along. Like, I have a PhD. I had the PhD in Brady.
But doesn't it sound like he was trying to clear it up?
Clear it up?
Clear it up.
I don't know. He changes from day to day.
But that's what I mean. I mean, trying to clear up his own words?
No.
It wasn't like it was taken out of context.
No.
I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like in print. We actually saw the video.
So when
she heard the audio, she gave you an opportunity to drop a number on it, 45, 43, 45.
When he's done.
I don't know.
When he's done, do you think it'll be one of those things where it's like the Da Vinci Code? He's like, I left you guys messages. I left you lots of signs.
No.
I just couldn't tell you what the real deal was.
No, there could be a transfer. He plays to 45, and he's like, I don't understand why you guys are questioning. I told you that how many times. Like, yeah, but you also played around with that a lot of times.
Yeah, but no, that's what he'll say. It's like, you know, I sent tons of messages. There's a Silestone, and you can turn it. You can just, you know, dissect it. I sent messages through Gronk. You didn't get that?
But I don't understand
Scratchy.
Spanish.
Through Scratchy. Scratchy. Scratchy was sending messages left and right.
Yeah.
I'd like to play Oprah. Till my mid-40s.
I did a whole six-part miniseries on my life.
Scratchy. And then I'll make a decision. If I'm still feeling like I'm feeling today,
it, please.
Who knows?
The one thing that does crack me up, is you mentioned it, I don't know when it was, because other people are like, you know, just grabbing it and running with it. They're changing the way they describe it. But how different his tone is and his message is from A Life for a Life, Tom. That guy,
I got all the answers to the test.
The warrior spirit, you better bring your lunch pail because it's all day. I've never given up my life. Yeah, I'm
gonna give you a life for a life.
Yes. The first one in the morning in the lab. That's me. That's
if you're gonna you're compete not against about me. You life. Better be willing to give up your life.
Yeah, you're not about I'm that life. I am.
Yeah.
The new Tom, the Oprah. Tom Brady. Well, you know, I mean, who knows?
This is what I don't
look
get.
Like, is at 43? Is at 45? Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
As long as you're loving it, you're going
to
do it.
Yes. As long as I'm loving the training and the preparation and willing to make the commitment.
If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
You give that answer to Oprah. Don't troll me with 45 on Instagram because she gave you an opportunity to do it.
We're all just pawns. You're just a pawn. He's just moving you around.
That's what I don't understand.
He can't put you over here. Puts the big fellow over here.
Here's what I'm going to do, Lou, and I don't know if you guys want to do this. Here's what I'm going to do. So I went through it. I went through it this morning.
All right.
And I went through all of the transitions that Tom has gone through, you know, back and forth and back and forth.
You're talking about the visual Tom Brady? Like the, you know, the cleft, no cleft, hair, no hair.
No.
Botox, no Botox.
When he first started talking about this years ago, like 2-3 years ago, when we first talked about how long he was going to play and whatever. And I'm going back to the first one, and I am crossing out, and you can see it right here. I got them all crossed out, every single one, including the next one today, all crossed out. I'm going back to the first one because I think he told us the truth with the first one. He's brought his children into it. It's always nice. It's always good. And I know he's evolving. His kids are getting older. It's a different family structure. We get all that. But I'm going back to the first one because I think he told the truth in the first one. I'm dismissing all the other ones. He said, I will play until I suck.
That's it.
That was the first one. And guess what? That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
He's going to play till he sucks. He doesn't know if he's going to suck at 41, 42, 45, 48, 40. You know, what matters.
I suck, I'll retire.
I've been sucking for a long time.
So hopefully that leads me to being here, and there's no place that I'd rather be.
That's the truth, right? You know when that happens?
There's two things that happens. One, your body gives out on you. You wake up in the morning and you're sending all the right messages like you always did for the last 18 years. Your body doesn't respond. Then you can't make the throw. Then you start throwing interceptions. Then you start pressing. Then you start really sucking. It's visual. People are noticing it. They're talking about it. You're explaining it away.
Sounds like you're telling us about your life.
No, it's exactly what it is. That's what always amazes. That's what amazes me about him. I retired when I was 37, so it wasn't like I was young. I was 37 years old, but
when
I came
did you
in
start
the league
sucking like 28, 29.
Probably. When did I realize it? That's the key. When did I realize it?
Yeah.
I was about 34.
Wow.
33, 34. I was
last
like, God.
2 years?
I was like, sucking. No, but I got the last two years of my career, I say I stole them, but like it was like they were gifted to me. I really didn't have to do anything. I was just older. Like it was a mentorship is what it was. But that's what it is. So, because why would you want to play if you can't perform?
See,
like that's just got to be frustrating.
You talked about it. We played the audio from Peter King. Right, and I don't know if you saw. Did you see Volans column? It came out yesterday afternoon after our show.
I'm not sure I understand it.
The first comment, and I think he piecemeals a bunch of these words together in this interview here. But it's back to that Peter King podcast from last year when he said, "You better, the whole thing about why would I retire now? game's easy. I got all the answers, all the tests, all this other stuff. He says, other than playing football, the only thing I love to do is prepare playing football. Football to me is more than just a sport. It's become my life. I love the game. I love the sport. I love playing. It doesn't ever feel like a sacrifice for me. So he said some of these things a year ago, right? And, I mean, does that sound like the same guy in the last 6 months? Sure as hell doesn't. It's not a sacrifice to me. It's the only thing I love doing. Like, it's just a different guy. It's why I don't understand. Did you see Greg Bedard's piece?
Yeah,
What's fair and unfair? You read the Tom Brady discussion?
You read some of it to me.
I don't get it at all.
That ain't no sense either.
So he says, what's fair, what's unfair? One thing he says that's unfair. But what I don't think is fair, he says, apparently Felgie and Mass played the same audio we did, right? The Peter King stuff. Right. So he says that what they did was to compare the he doesn't think it's fair to compare the Brady audio from Peter King's post-Super Bowl win podcast and the Oprah Winfrey interview and say that Tom Brady's done a bait and switch. And he said it's fair to argue that. You just can't use the audio.
Why? Because he's buddies with Peter King?
No, because he won a Super Bowl, so he's a different mindset, and now he's lost a Super Bowl, so he's a different mindset.
What?
But some of the things that he said in that, it's completely fair. What are you talking about, Greg? It's not fair. He's talking about, you know, it doesn't feel like a sacrifice for him playing football. What, just because you win a Super Bowl, you don't sacrifice things? Like, his life all of a sudden changed when he wins one, when he loses one? I understand that when you win one, you're on top of the world. When you lose one, you contemplate everything. I get it. But some of the things he said, why is it unfair to compare the two audios?
It isn't.
It's not unfair at all. What the hell does that mean, unfair?
No, and I think we all agree.
You should compare the two audios and see the difference of Tom Brady one year later, not five, 10 years later.
And you can use the excuse, he was on a Super Bowl high. He was still, you know, reeling and still, you know, just loving the way the game ended and the win and everything else. But no, you have to hear it because he presses the subject. He pushes it. The narrative is pushed on, listen, I'm not going anywhere. I don't care what the perception is. I'm loving this. I'm happy. I'm strong. Made it through a whole season. I'm going to play forever, guys. So whatever plans you have, whatever ideas you have about replacing me, well, you know, just know that I'm not going anywhere. And I'm only going to get better because I have a warrior spirit and you can't kill it.
Other than playing football, the other thing I love to do is preparing to play football.
I just say go play football. I don't need the postings, the Facebook. I don't need any of this stuff. I actually, to this point, I'm going back to the original comment he made. I'm going to dismiss all the others because all of the others were agenda driven. We were talking about this yesterday. You talked about comparing the Peter King stuff to the Oprah stuff. We were comparing the stuff that he said with Scratchy, with Jim Gray from the Milliken Institute. And we tried to get the date of the taping of the Oprah thing, and the O Network will not tell us. But we are hearing that it was done at the same time frame, as the interview we did with Gray. Matter of fact, it could have been done before the Gray interview, okay? And if that is the case, then why are there contradictions in the things he said from Gray to Oprah Winfrey? Because he's just talking. It's all agenda-driven. He's trying to sell people on his brand, on his stuff. Let's go back to what he said from the beginning. He's going to play until he sucks. He's going to play until he sucks. That's good.
When I suck, I'll retire.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Get it. And we don't know. None of us know.
None of us know
when we're going to suck, do we?
I would even say at that point in time.
I could suck it at 11:30 today.
Well, that'd be a good day then if that happens.
Well, you usually suck at 11.
But usually what is.
So you buy yourself a half hour.
I would say that's the exception to the rule. Guys that leave on their own terms, right? Like, that wouldn't you say that most guys in any sport. Don't they usually just scrape the bottom of the barrel and you start going, oh, dude, you just got to stop. Like, you're making us all feel bad. They just look terrible. Yet, if they have a warrior spirit, then how in the hell are they going to be able to convince themselves to be done even when they suck? Because warriors keep fighting. Warriors don't quit. Warriors fight till they're dead.
Stop it.
You give me an example of a guy that quit, who got lucky. And quit on their own terms.
When he
and
sucks.
Everything worked out great. Right. Michael Strahan.
Ortiz.
Jerome Bettis. David Ortiz. Okay, there's three guys. Brett Favre, that didn't end very well for him.
No.
Okay, give me Joe Montana.
It's very rare for an athlete to realize that and not think that, you know, he's going to turn around. You know, if he has a bad two or three games, like it's just a bad two or three games, and you can make excuses. Well, we didn't have this. They played great. Wide receivers, we're getting the same page. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah, but your throws are a little wobbly. They're not on time. You're seeing ghosts in the pocket. No. Everything's fine. It's good. So you convince yourself that what is actually happening isn't happening. And it's just one of those things you've gone through in your career where it doesn't feel right, and you're going to turn it around.
And you can fight through it.
You're going to fight through it. Yeah. And, you know, it's like in baseball, it's easy, right? Like, you just not catch up the fastballs, and you're like, it's not my bat speed. It's my mechanics. You know, I got to get this better. I get that better, and then I'll be just fine. I'll be back to where I was. So nobody, you very rarely ever retire, go on top like David Ortiz did.
Yeah, and
there and say, dude, you're too good to retire. Where are you going? Come back.
Yeah, and then you know what's next? And then next thing you know, Giselle's getting packages from the Geyer Institute, and it's like an undisclosed box with a bunch of syringes in it. I mean, that's what's next. Oh, and then they do some undercover investigation on you and packages that are being sent to your wife.
And then they bury the story. Nobody ever talks about it again.
No, but in this case, they wouldn't bury it.
No, they never bury
it. Not this one. This one, there would be all hands on deck.
Never bury that.
No. This one's got life.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
So to me, that's what's going to be interesting. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're going to play till you suck. You're going to play till you don't like it anymore. You know, whatever. But good luck peeling yourself away from it. Good luck.
But how does he not understand that this is how it plays out? So with Oprah, she tries to tie him down to a specific year because he's mentioned 45 in the past.
Yeah.
So
she follows up. 43,
Scratchy,
45?
Scratchy did some good research on the side with the headphones
on. Think she had an earpiece right to Scratchy?
Exactly. And he said, ooh, Oprah,
ask him about Belichick.
Follow-up. That'd be a follow-up. throw out a number, 43 to 45. See what he goes. She's always said 45.
So Oprah's a trooper.
Ask it again. I don't think he heard you the first time. Please ask it again.
Oprah's a true professional, so Oprah, you know, chicken.
You see Oprah's like turning around, like, shut up! Who is this guy? Who hired you?
Next time you address him, make sure you say, Tom. He likes that.
So she asked the question, and he was vague, and he went nowhere. And so then people questioned it, and so people were questioning it with his story.
Go back in on Benny. Benny, what do you mean that boy?
Press him on the boy.
It's call the guy's name out.
So he has to go on Instagram and clarify. So now it's 45 again. Just say it. Just say when she asks you the question. Just say 45.
What does that end look like? Is that 43? Yeah. Is that 45? Yeah.
As long as I'm still loving it.
Okay.
Oh, he did say. Actually, you know what? He did drop a yeah.
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 So you hear that?
3 is at 45, yeah. As long as I'm still loving it.
There's a message again. I sent you messages. I sent you all these messages.
You didn't hear me under my breath say,
yeah.
I mean, that was a 43, 45, and right away said, yeah. Sound like Marty Walsh the other day over there at that thing. They're trying to decipher what the hell that meant.
3 is at 45.
What we really need is like one of his kids to get like a Twitter account. Like a burner phone. Like, you know, some of these GMs across the nation, all these different sports, they'll have, like, their son or sometimes their wife will get a burner account.
He does have a burner
account.
And they'll
start. You think he does?
Yeah, he does. Russ Goldman.
Russ Goldman.
goes by Russ. Yeah, it's his burner account.
So he's gonna retire when he sucks. Okay, it's as simple as that. Let's go back to the first thing. He's playing with us. He's played with you for 2 years, and this is just garbage. This is just one big little pile right there. Mm-hmm. And he's playing, and Gronk's doing the same thing. And, if you want more money and you want a new contract, then come on and kind of leak it out to somebody. Tell them you want more money. You want them to pay you a contract till you're 45 because you're going to hang around till you're 45. He's not doing that. He's playing these little games. When you suck, you know, we'll all know it. You'll know it, right? The only question is what you two guys said. Does the warrior spirit try to fight through the suckiness?
That's it.
Through the suckiness?
If he's truly a warrior, okay. Warriors don't have the ability.
What do you look for? Like what would the signs be? Because I mean, if he's missing wide open guys, I mean, if he's guys like turning left, turning right, you know what that happens. We'll turn on and say, well, Kenny Britt doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Jordan Matthews is lost.
Right.
He does. What do you expect? He doesn't have Julian Edelman for the first 4 games.
Supposed to go 14
Gronk gets hurt. It's like, what do you expect? I mean, he took Deion Lewis from him. I mean, he took all these weapons from him. What do you expect? You know. So what does it look like? Because we thought it looked like, listen to some of the ex quarterbacks, a few years back. I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe I don't know, right around before Jimmy G showed up, when he started seeing ghosts in the pocket, like he would go down and. Nobody was near him.
Defense mechanism.
Nobody was near him.
Built-in defense mechanism.
You know, gets rid of the ball.
Footwork was lost.
But what are you going to say? Oh, he gets rid of the ball quicker than he ever did? and he's inaccurate, like, well, he always gets rid of the ball quick. So if he's getting rid of the ball quick in the pocket, hey, there it is. He doesn't want to get hit. Well, he's always done
see,
that.
I think
he's
it's been real, successful. I think it's real easy to identify when the guy sucks. I mean, go I through the.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. No. Okay, not him particularly, but it's going to be easy. It's going to be glaring.
No, it won't
it's going. Yes, it will. It will be glaring. You will sit there and go, what? And then you'll do it again and again. It'll be against crappy teams, about against crappy corners.
Yeah, but
even
you,
though
yeah.
he yeah, let me has do the this advantage, okay. the personality
but then,
advantage.
But then that week, the next week, you'll come out and throw for 375 and four touchdowns and no right. picks. You know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's not a consistent effort. Maybe you'll see the flashes where he just feels good and everything's lined up, and then maybe the lows are, you know, back-to-back two, you know. So you're in a 6-7 week span of games, and three of them look like Tom, or four of them look like Tom. The other three don't.
I'll
like,
bet
what
you,
does it look like?
I'll bet you anything, even if it happens for 3 or 4 weeks, because I agree. It'll take – if we start seeing it for 3 or 4 weeks, then you're going to start questioning, uh-oh, Max Kellerman's going to have shows in which he's
well, because he has one bad
court.
Week, and everybody right. jumps on, here right. it is, here right. it is. And we're all like, no, it's not. And yep. then he comes back as a great week. We're like, see. So there's going to be people that are going to jump on opening day if he doesn't look right. Right? I mean, national people, local people, whatever it might be. But I feel like you've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years already.
Yeah, he's had one game, and then he usually comes back and has a great game.
And he's still winning Super Bowls and MVP, so what the hell are they going to do
that? Would it surprise you if he had 3 or 4 weeks in which you're sitting there going, this is not the same guy we've been watching, and then suddenly you hear something out of Patriots camp. Oh, he's got some slight shoulder problem they're working on. Nothing serious. Elbow problem. Nothing serious. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine. You know, you buy some time. When you look at it,
I think
and say,
that's how
a slight
happens.
Little physical thing.
I yeah. think that I think that's I think we get the word that he's slipping
right.
before you know it's actually visual. If you know what I mean, whether it's Seth Wickersham, you know, or somebody that is just like, you know, somebody inside, unnamed coach inside Patriots, whatever, doesn't look right. Not doing this the same way he did in practices. You know, and then in games, he's not reading the defense correctly like he has in the past or as quickly. I almost feel like it's going to be informational, like it's going to come from a source, and then you know, you keep an eye on it before you actually kind of visually see it. Just trying to figure out what the hell it looks like. I mean, I know he's had bad games, so it must be just, what, 3, 4, 6 in a row? What is it?
No, you know what it is?
The difference is your durability.
No, it's
so how do you work on your durability?
I'm just saying. I think it's I've always felt like it's injury. I felt like it's like Peyton Manning. It's injury. It's like a severe injury that just doesn't come back
from. Well, that's one way, but it's also a slow it's a slow decline. It's a Dan Marino. It's a
– it ain't very slow.
It's a John Elway. I mean, it's one good game, and it's sprinkled with two, you know, subpar ones with a decent game. And then because you're going to go up and down, but you're constantly – that yo-yo effect is like it's almost like you're constantly dodging bullets and you're hoping that this guy makes a play and that guy makes a play. But it's less about you and it's more about the other guy bailing you out. That, to me, from a coaching standpoint, is easy. So you'll see a play go, wow, great throw. The coach will be like, well, one, it wasn't where it was supposed to go. Two, the receiver made an unbelievable adjustment. Three, the other defense was stupid. So you'll add all that together and go, wow, we are winning and we shouldn't be. That's what it looks like internally.
See, I think all of this is amusing, and that Brady's playing the passive aggressive role in which he's talking about he doesn't like it when people are talking about him. He doesn't like it when they're talking about him being the greatest. They don't like him when he's talking. And yet he has little cryptic little postings on Instagram, and he doesn't realize that that's going to shake everything up.
No, he does. That's why he's doing
right,
it.
Exactly.
That's my point. What do you mean? He's doing it on purpose.
Exactly. That ESPN
why'd you go
all
like this?
ESPN.
I don't know.
He started talking like this.
I don't know why.
I don't understand.
I'm talking to Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. All of a sudden. That's what I'm talking about.
ESPN is all over it
what
right
do you
now.
Mean by this?
It's one of the headlines right now. That's what I mean. So don't give me the garbage, the downplaying. No, I really don't like
but I almost
that.
Felt like
no.
even though
you know, I don't like it when
listen,
people talk about
you,
me.
You know
stop
this, too.
It.
If you can go back to last season, even though that you felt like, okay, maybe it was Carson Wentz an MVP candidate, whatever it might be. You remember, I think it was, I'm looking at a stretch of games here at Buffalo, at Miami, at Pittsburgh. You know, it was like weeks 12, 13, 14, where it all of a sudden it was like, you know, Carson Wentz either got hurt right around that period of time, but then all of a sudden it was like, well, now we start talking about Antonio Brown. And the reason why was because Tom Brady had three games. And it was like,
Todd Gurley. They were talking about Todd
Gurley. Yeah, Todd Gurley came in the mix, right? Because Brady didn't look right down in Buffalo or down in Miami when they lost. He threw a couple of picks. Even in that Pittsburgh game, it was ugly, right? We don't blame Pittsburgh for dropping that game.
Right.
So and it was so it's already been like three games in a row. And a dude already had an MVP like year, and then turned out to win the MVP. So what I'm saying is, like, even when he is great, he still has three bad game stretches during the season when people are already ready to jump on him. So now this year he's going to have three bad games, and now we're going to see it. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't think we're going to see it. I don't know what it looks like.
I'm done. I'm not buying sooner rather than later. I'm not buying 45. I'm not buying any of this stuff. I'm going back to what Tom originally said, the honest, true, frank Tom Brady.
You know, when I suck, I'll retire.
There you go. I'm buying into that. I'm buying into that. I think that's the easiest way to play.
He wasn't the only troll either, though, yesterday.
Our guy last night.
Somebody else was trolling.
This guy over here.
What are you doing?
I'm watching him on TV last night. I'm laughing my ass off because David Price can't help himself. David Price had to talk about the All-Star game. Suddenly, David Price, oh, I'm going to the All-Star game. No, it's beneath me. And he, a little bit of angry.
He bitched about it. You heard it in the open.
He bitched it. He's going to have to spend 3 hours on the radio tomorrow talking about David Price.
No, there was a build-up to that. I was explaining it to Christian that there was a build-up to that. I mean, I don't know if it was true angry Lou. It's tough on TV. I don't know, but I think it was just upset. But there was things that were building up to that point that it was an interesting day when I left here.
We're gonna get to David Price. What do you mean it was building up or whatever?
There's a lot of things that were going on that really pissed me off yesterday, leading up to freaking David Price.
Because I thought Tangway invented angry Lou. No, I thought he was running the little puppet strings behind you last night.
There was a lot of things that were getting.
All right, we're gonna get to all of that. David Price can't help himself. We got Brady on the table and Kawhi Leonard. There's more on Kawhi Leonard today as the Spurs finally sit down Popovich and meet with him. We're going to get to all of that stuff and your phone calls, 617-779-7937.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let me just talk about his pitching. That's what you do well. You're not a funny guy. You're not a clown. You're not here to amuse me. You're here to throw
the ball. Do I amuse you?
That's what you do well. That's what I should talk about. That's your strength. Your strength isn't standing in front of the microphone. Your strength is to throw a baseball. Keep me talking about that. That's what you do well. Enough with the other stuff. It just adds, I got to talk about this for freaking 3 hours tomorrow now about your stupid comments.
Ardway's going to eat that up.
Just pitch. You're a very good pitcher. Keep it at that. It's not funny.
Yes, he is, Mike. We're all going to eat it up. Well, no, she's pounding the table. You can't hear it in the background.
It's not funny.
So this all
like I
stems.
Said, really,
this all stems from a comment that David Price made. So somebody asked him the question about what are you going to do if you get announced? AJ Hinch puts you on the All-Star team, and this is his quote. We don't have the audio of this, do we? We don't have any audio. So he said it in front of me.
Violently shaking his head. No.
Jason Mastronato.
Yeah, right. I feel like if he did select me, it would just be to get me to throw an extra inning.
Strategy.
And that would be a pretty pro move on his part.
It'd fatigue him.
I'll come up with something. If I'm an all-star, so I won't have to pitch. I'll play a lot of Fortnite the night before, so I'll be down.
More trolling.
In other words, unavailable.
More trolling.
Oh, okay, thank you for explaining that.
More trolling.
Right. So what he's doing right now is...
Trolling.
He's trolling. He's pitching well. He feels good about himself.
Predictable.
He likes David an awful lot these days.
He likes good David.
Astro likes David. He likes everybody loves David. And what he's doing is he's tweaking everybody about, hey, you thought that Fortnite I was playing was killing me. That was preventing me. He is playing freaking games out there.
Yeah.
And so you lost it last night because he's playing some games. Same games he's played before.
A lot of things have built up to it.
So what happened?
Well, I'm just saying. There's a lot of things. When I left here, I had to do a little promo. I had to go somewhere and do it. It was supposed to be done at 2:30, and someone didn't show up till about 3:15.
So that didn't work well.
Well, in their defense, they went to the wrong place.
They showed up, but at the wrong place.
And
I love them to death. Everybody makes mistakes, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I'm sitting on 128 at a gas station for about 45 minutes in the heat, trying to stay in the shade, just hanging out just for about 45 minutes. I've got nothing to do.
Fill it up, get an oil change.
No, what do I got to do? I got nothing to do. All I got to do is go home, go to Comcast. I got to coach my kids' Cal Ripken League team, right? Yep. So what do I got to do to prove that I'm eligible to coach? And you people know what I'm talking about. I got to go take a course. It's not just a course. So it's just a money grab. $20. I got to pay Cal Ripken $20. Not even Cal. Not even Cal. I got to pay Billy. Billy Ripken's ass shows up on this website. He starts talking to me about coaching. What's the tag play? What are you doing a rundown? What's the proper technique to throw a baseball in infield? I got to sit there for three freaking hours.
You don't know that
okay?
stuff.
Okay, 3 hours so I can get a little certificate so I can coach little Johnny, little Billy, little Mikey over the weekend. I lied about the whole thing.
What do you mean?
I lied. There's questions. What's the most important thing for coaching? Oh, yeah. The A is winning. I want to hit winning. I want to hit winning, but I know winning's not the right answer. Okay? The right answer is having fun.
Yes.
I'm having fun. Yes. So I got to go out there and I got to have fun with these kids right now. We all know I'm trying to win that damn game. I can tell you right now. They're 8-year-olds, and it's the most important thing in my life is to be known as the best coach in Big Cal Ripken. I got to take a 3-hour course to prove I can coach. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that is.
And I mean, you know how long that takes? I mean, I'm over there, I'm doing work, I'm doing TV in between breaks, all this other stuff. Meanwhile, the tournament starts this weekend, right? And the game's supposed to be at 5:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
But oh no, the bracket changed. The bracket changed. Now it's 5:30 on Sunday. I got to do the baseball show. How am I going to coach the kids when I got to leave at 6:30? So what do? We call those pukes down at Duxbury to try to see if they can change the game back to Saturday or even move it to 4:30 or 4 o'clock so I can just coach the kids. It's all about the kids.
Sure it is.
I'm trying to teach them fundamentals. All right, so what do I get? Oh, no. No, we don't want to move our little whatever game.
Got a picnic.
The parents refuse to move the game back to Saturday or even move it to 4:30 so we can have a coaching staff there.
Duxbury
refuses to move the game with 8-year-olds. I mean, come on, dude. Who cares if we play at 10, 11? Who cares? So I got to deal with all of that, and I'm about to leave because I got to do the late show from 9 to 11, so I want to go to Chipotle and just get a freaking burrito.
You already fired
I just want to get a burrito.
Okay. So this is before.
So I'm about to leave, my night is over in the early edition, I get, hold on. Why? David Price made comments about Fortnite. I'm like, this freaking guy about freaking Fortnite, trolling everybody, as Pedro said, play Nintendo. Just pitch. Shut up and pitch. You're a great pitcher. I don't need to hear this about your video games. I really don't. Just you're trolling everybody, not just trolling the media. You want to hate the media, hate the media. You're trolling the fan out there who's like, dude, why are you playing Fortnite? You make $31 million. I want to go play you pitch, and you can't get off Fortnite till 4 o'clock in the freaking morning? He's trolling everybody. So all that stuff happened. They throw me in a damn studio, and I got to talk about David Price because he made court comments to Jason Mastronato about playing Fortnite. Are you kidding me? Fortnite. This is what we're doing right now? Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, gas station promos, Cal Ripken, 3-hour course to show that I can tell what a rundown is and a force play to tag play. And then I got to deal with the Duxbury people that refuse to move a game. And then I got to deal with Fortnite. Yeah, I wasn't a good move.
So if you didn't have all that stuff beforehand, you would have just been fine, which I have a hard time.
I might have just laughed.
You think you might maybe just, oh, that's just David being David.
Be very rational.
Is that what he says?
He would have been very rational.
Oh, so he's... So first of all, as far as your Cal Ripken, learn to be a coach deal, like you coach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do I. And I had to take the same course. It was like, took up my whole Saturday, but it was like a Notre Dame sponsored like teaching seminar for coaches for girls basketball.
Right.
Like learn to be play like a champion. It's all about good sportsmanship. And I did the same thing you did. I did the same thing you did. I was like, okay, I know what the answer
is. Pukes of Attleboro.
But what do they want to hear? Yeah. That's why I just flipped it in my head. But I've figured something out.
Umpires made a couple of calls that's gone against your team. Yeah. You're really upset. You see the players are visibly upset. How do you approach it? Do you quietly pull him aside and ask him during the break, or do you rip him apart during the inning? And I'm like, I'm going to shred that son of a bitch. Okay? Yeah. If he starts getting a high inconsistent strike zone at 8, I tell you right now, I'm going to shred him. All right? But so what do? I can't put I'm going to shred him. So I got to
hit.
I'm going to quietly and be a good example. That's what we're going to do.
And here's the thing.
I lied about the whole thing. I passed.
You're not even – the thing is that you're not getting a grade. You could say, hey, you can give the wrong answer.
Oh, no, you're graded.
I know, but – listen, we got this Lou Maloney. He's a live wire, man. I don't know. We could allow him to coach our kids. He's crazy over there. No, I did the same thing. did the exact same thing, trying to, you know, fart around and try to figure out what they... But the funny thing is, all the dads that were at the table, they were all looking at each other's answers.
Of course.
Were you honest?
Yeah, what do you...
Were you honest? Did you tell the truth or did you tell the truth?
Well, you take those... No, you take those
tests. Oh, you told the...
I love it, too, because it was like, oh, did you take the youth program one? I said, yeah. How long was it? About 3 hours. Oh, that's good, because the advanced level test is 6 to 8. I'm like, what? 6 to 8? Who the hell's got 6 to 8 hours?
Well, but
to sit in a damn computer, take a test.
See, the other thing is like the other part is
just got a text. Cal Ripken is this? They've thrown us out of the league.
They've removed your right to coach.
I can no longer coach, and we're thrown out of the league. Sorry.
Now, the other thing is that there's a lot about like dealing with the parents. Like in playing time, and everybody gets to play, and everybody gets a trophy, and you know everybody gets the same amount of playing time, even if they suck. And you know, how do you deal with the parents? If a parent comes up to you and like says, you know, starts yelling and screaming because you're not playing their son, what do you say to them? Mm. I mean, I don't know.
What's the best nutritional what meal before 3 hours before game? Is it high carbs? Is it high protein? What are before? Is high protein, high carbs?
My kid's
freaking dropping Skittles 5 minutes before a game. That's what he's doing.
Need some energy.
We go to Dairy Queen before the game.
Yes, okay. You need a sugar rush.
I don't know.
All I know is like back when I was playing Little League, the coaches were smoking in the dugout, cursing like a drunken sailor.
My coach was definitely
are you kidding me?
Smack.
Can't do that anymore. Oh man, hitting on the moms in the stands. Are you kidding me?
No.
If you sucked, you didn't play.
You know the answer if the kid sucks. Kid, 2 innings, right field, go.
No,
nope. That's the answer.
No, you got to put him in a. You know, that's God forbid you put him in a position.
I think the funniest thing he said the whole time was, so he goes through the course. Okay, the Ripken Baseball League or whatever, Cal Ripken Baseball League. Cal showed up for every single game. He got awards for that. And Billy shows up for the test. Cal doesn't even show up.
I skipped all that.
Well, here's the thing.
Before you take this next step, listen to Billy's 5-minute description of proper nutrition. I'm like, yeah, I'll just go to the question.
So I know we got to take a break, but I have I'm going to put my doctor's cap on.
Oh, God.
Because I figured out.
Yesterday.
No, I'm going to do it. I feel like it's
Which
my thing
every
now.
Day now?
No, stop.
Move to a different
profession. But this one, I'm amazed you didn't pick up on this.
Oh.
And I know why you didn't.
Oh, why?
I know why you didn't pick up on this.
I wasn't listening to you or paying attention.
No, of course. What's new?
Okay.
But I know what Lou's biggest problem is.
What is it?
With David Price. I'm not going to tell you until we come back.
No, it's a tease. It's a tease.
Thank
Let's do
you.
It.
How about that?
That's the best tease he's had in at least a week.
Let's get back to OMF.
That's like your thing.
Oh, you have no balls.
I'd be the first one to admit there are times I have no balls. Do you have no balls at times, right? Like when you're sitting in a studio with Trenny.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't think Fortnite means anything. I don't think it's got anything to do with anything. I don't think he got carpal tunnel because of Fortnite. I mean, he already said he's going to stop playing in the locker room. He didn't say he's going to stop playing at home, and that's where he puts his hours in. I don't think it had anything to do with it at all. I just want to talk about his pitching. I don't want him to open his mouth. I don't want to talk about anybody, but he can't help himself. If this is him having a sense of humor and trying to make light of it, I don't think he knows his audience.
The text line is lighting up, Lou. There are a few people that are sending messages here.
I want to apologize to the parents of Duxbury.
Yeah, do it now.
Sometimes I get emotional.
They're the Dragons and not the Pukes.
I'll see you guys.
Dragons.
I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah. They're not the Pukes. They're the Dragons. They just want you to know. They're the Dragons, not the Pukes.
Yeah.
There's different sides. Because sometimes you can just flip the switch. As our producer of the day and his mom found out, a little while ago when I walked in and dropped a couple F-bombs until I saw them.
And you apologize.
Then I had to apologize and introduce myself.
This is like the OMF and the raw. This is raw stuff, raw emotion you're hearing. All right, so here's what your problem is, Lou. I just diagnosed this whole
plural?
Situation.
Plural?
What?
Problems.
Well, this is one of
problem. I do think that there is like sarcastic, try to be funny David Price. Like
oh, my God, really?
When Trenny Kuznarek asked him, like, you know, you're in the playoffs. Is this the reason why you signed with Boston? He said, no, actually, I signed here for $217
million. I know one of the reasons that you wanted to sign with the Red Sox is because of the roster they have, the potential that they have.
It was the $217 million they gave me. That's why I came here, period. That's why.
See, here's the problem.
But he's off point. He doesn't know his audience.
You know, here's the thing. Here's the problem. The audience, you guys are basically the same person.
No way.
Okay, as far as like, as far as being a, hold on, just relax there. You know, just relax. Stay on the couch. Don't get up. I'm not done with my diagnosis. The problem is that he's more Boston than you're giving him credit for. Okay, he's stubborn. He's irrational. He's arrogant. Obnoxious.
Is that how
he holds a grudge? He loves to fight. This is what he's always talking about. Like Boston, you know, we hold a grudge. We don't ever forget. I mean, listen, I don't know if he's running around in Vineyard Vines. I don't think he drops his R's, but he definitely thinks he's wicked smart. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. These are all
traits. That's your view of a Bostonian?
This is information that I get from Lou on a regular basis, okay? I never forget. We're stubborn. We're this. We're that. That's what David Price is. No. So the reason you don't like him, Lou, is because he's too much like you. That's what the problem is. You really can't handle the fact that he's more like you than you're willing to admit. Case dismissed.
$150. Nothing like me. Not like these people here.
You're stubborn. He's not. Yet you don't like him.
He's not good at it, though. I don't know.
Who says you are?
You know what he is right now? Honestly, you know what he is? He's like, because this is... He's like the pampered little boy that's been given everything his entire life.
So he goes to St. Sebastian. No, he's a private school kid.
He grew up like on the left coast, for example. All you like pretty boy Cali boys that people don't like around here because you don't know what it's like
he's
to
He just goes to prep school. No. He went to prep school. No. He reclassed. He went to prep school.
Like Johnny Gomes said.
That's what he is.
Rise and grind. Okay, I don't even know. Is that the phrase? Is that what he said? No, he's not. Whatever. Because I'll tell you what, there's a reason why people around here love guys like Trot Nixon. Okay, because they grind it out, they scream, they show emotion, they go out there, and if you're going to get paid big-time dollars, I want to see the effort, I want to see that you care, I want you to go out there. I don't want you to not perform, I don't want you to make excuses, you know, on the biggest stage. If he performed in the postseason, people around here would love him, but you can't crap yourself when the moment...
Admit it.
No, he's nothing like me.
Hold on. It is.
He's nothing like me.
Not your fault.
Nothing.
Not your fault.
No, it's nothing like me. He's nothing like anybody here.
Come and cry on my shoulder.
He's a spoiled little pampered baby that's been given stuff his whole life.
What's the
difference? And when he does it down in Tampa Bay and people love him because he pitches his ass off, then he can do whatever the hell he wants.
What have we been saying?
When he shows up here,
he's been winning, right? He's been winning?
Lately.
So he gets a pass. I guess the Boston rules. If you win and you're successful, you can be as big a jerk as you want.
Unless you've made your bet.
If you suck, then you can't do anything. You got to shut your mouth. But he's sarcastic. He's arrogant. He's condescending.
Not as a starter.
I mean, he's passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. He's every stereotype I hear about Boston. Okay, that's who he is.
Yeah, you have the wrong stereotype.
What are you talking about?
No, you have the wrong stereotype.
Oh, please. I just listened off a bunch, and they're all correct.
No, nothing like it.
They're not. And he doesn't understand Boston. He doesn't get it.
A typical Boston thing. A typical Boston phrase. Well, he doesn't get Boston. He doesn't get us.
He doesn't get us.
Where do you get a good Vineyard Vine
right.
shirt?
Thank you for saying it. He doesn't get
it. Or get some topsider shoes. I've never been on a boat in my life.
It's Boston.
Yeah, tough guys. Vineyard Vines, yeah.
So this is what he said about...
Those two things go together.
So this is what he said about
Hollywood Vineyard Laker Vines fan.
With a whale on it.
Typical Hollywood Laker fan attitude. Give me a break.
So
it's Boston.
Go back to Cali.
That's your problem. That's your view of a Bostonian.
It's so obvious. Wait, and here's the thing. You guys can't see it because you guys are from here.
No.
Okay?
Pedro Martinez sees it. You don't see it. He's not from here. He gets it. You don't get it.
Everybody's from here, right? The two guests in the back. You can't see it. You can't see it. You're blinded.
Okay, this is what he said about the All-Star game. I ain't going. I'm not an All-Star.
He ain't?
I ain't. He said, I ain't
That's
going.
That's what he should have stuck with.
I'm not
double
an
down,
all-star.
David. Double
he
down.
Stuck with.
Craig Kimbrell is going to get his.
This is the part he should have been saying.
I didn't vote for Craig because he's Craig Kimbrell. He's going to get his votes. I voted for Joe Kelly. Nice.
Not after yesterday.
Oh, God. And Matt Barnes. Actually, I did vote for Craig. See, he had to come back and say that because he was afraid that people would say, oh, he didn't vote for Kimball. He doesn't like his teammate or whatever. So then he comes back and he plays
this little
game.
He voted for Matt Barnes to be an AL All-Star.
I did vote for Craig, for Joe, for Barnes.
Of course.
Craig doesn't need votes. His name is going to get him in.
Do you think Derek Price is a good teammate?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think you've ever heard
any of us say that he's not a good teammate.
Okay, so...
Because we hear just the opposite.
Well, no, last year when we talked about it because he put his teammates in a position that had to defend him and cause some chaos.
But most of the teammates were applauding him on the airplane.
Sure.
We got reports of that. So they like him. Now, is he good overall for the team? You could question some of that. And that incident last year with Eckersley is a prime example.
See, we had this discussion last night, and Michael Hawley took it. Remember him?
Yeah.
So he took it to the point where, like, I don't care what he says. And I understand a lot of people feel that way. I don't care what he says as long as he goes out and throws the ball well. You know, so it doesn't. We overreact to his comments.
Except, Michael, you're doing a talk show, and you but have
but,
to talk about.
No, but this was
clap back.
This was coming off a segment until we talked 30 minutes about Tom Brady's Oprah interview and what he meant by it.
The emojis.
And we talked about Corinth Cinco, and then we talked about hashtag bands that make her dance and hashtag never again. So when it comes to Brady and Gronk, we'll dissect every word they say and we'll be critical and we'll discuss it. But when it comes to David Price, well, we're still picking on him? No, I would say that Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have accomplished a lot more in this city, and they've made their bed to the point where fans sit there and say, okay, they can defend that. This guy hasn't accomplished anything since he's come here to Boston. He has not accomplished anything that he came here to achieve.
He came out of the bullpen last year.
Nothing.
In the postseason. He wasn't
he's,
bad.
He hasn't won a playoff game.
Standing ovation after he got hurt.
He hasn't had a season in which that was worthy of $31 million. He came here, and I would argue that his last 23 starts in year one, he was outstanding. The bottom line was that was the worst year of his career. He has not accomplished a single thing since he's come here. I would tell him, don't give me a good six-game stretch before you start trolling fans or media. Do something first. Win something first that means something in this town. If we're going to deal with you the next 4 years, I'll deal with you if you accomplished something. One thing. Win a playoff game. Have your team win a series. Have you be part of it. You got to accomplish something here before I give you a benefit of the doubt when you start pissing me off. What has he accomplished since he's been here? Absolutely nothing. What has he accomplished since he's been here?
He's so pissed. We all...
You tell me.
The truth hurts.
So it is.
Is it the next where he pukes, or is it David Ortiz? You have to admit that you're more like David Price than you really do accept.
I'm just saying, when David Ortiz yaps about an RBI,
you can sit
there and say he's won a World Series or two or three. You know, when Tom Brady's yapping about Oprah with whatever he wants, we can sit there and say he's the greatest of all time. Don't pop off when you haven't accomplished a damn thing since you set your freaking feet in the city. You haven't done anything. 5-6 games are supposed to feel.
So wait. So you're telling me he's yelling at a reporter? He's sticking at some guy like he's starting static?
No,
like,
you can do that.
That would usually be appreciated. Yes. You'd be applauding it.
Hold on.
Put him in his place.
Yes.
You just screwed up the whole show.
What?
You said a word you can't say, and so Paul's got to go into the way back machine and to tell you to send your way back.
You know what it is.
You know what
I
said.
Dang it. Lou said I could say it.
You have to be careful. It's the
Lou
content.
Lou said, you
it's
know what?
It's the content.
Use it as fuel.
What did you do to your finger? You can say
let's
that.
Let's not play with it.
Yeah. But you can't.
Oh.
I just remembered. In Southern California, we can say that.
Right now.
Wow, man.
Hey,
we
all need a net.
We can say that.
Paul is our safety net.
Okay.
Should have been there five months ago.
We'll open up the phone lines and we'll talk about
you got to accomplish something. You have to do something. That's
agreed.
Look at the phone calls. We got Matt.
I mean, you can't
Matt
come
from
here
Duxbury,
and
John from Duxbury, Maria from Duxbury.
You can't
Hank
come.
From Duxbury.
And
yeah, can we get everyone from Duxbury? Everyone who lives in Duxbury, I want you to demand an apology.
Please. No, I'm just saying, like, if you're
dragons,
if you're
damn
Chris
it,
Sale,
dragons.
If you're Chris Sale, and you want to be a stubborn, condescending guy,
yes,
okay, person, individual, then you could sit there and say, and even he hasn't really accomplished much other than piss his ass off in the regular season. He's been outstanding, but he doesn't want a playoff game either. But I'm just saying, you need to do. If Pablo Sandoval, if the year two starts popping off, we're shredding him.
Okay, I get it.
Calm down, girl.
You're getting angry.
Calm down.
There's a lot of similarities. That's all I'm saying. Okay, it's like you guys are cut from the same cloth. You just won't admit it. That's what it is.
No, it's wrong cloth.
It's the same cloth.
Neither of you listen. Let's take a timeout.
Thank you. 617-779-7937 Duxbury.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.